What is up, guys? My name's Jordan. I'm with my old man Howie, and welcome to the latest episode of the Jacobs Dynasty Sports Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the latest episode of the show. I feel like we've been on a mini break for the last couple weeks. Jordan and I were doing a little bit of traveling. Louder. He said louder. Sorry. Back with another episode of the show. I was mentioning that we were away for a couple weeks. Last weekend, Jordan and I went to VCon. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. We're back again, Phillips Hill Road, with this special guest, our favorite guest. He's been on more than anybody else on the show with us. Our main man, Jack Attack Posnack. Yes, how you doing, Jack?
Good, guys.
We love having Jack on the show. Love having Jack on the show. And what else do we love? We love Game 7. And I think last time when we had the show, there was actually 4 Game 7s the day we were recording, even though we neglected to mention it. But there were 3 Game 7s the next day.
Yeah.
And here we are tomorrow. We have another Game 7. Oh, the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat. Right, Jack?
Yeah.
And who are you picking to win that game and win that series?
Gotta go with Miami.
You gotta go with Miami. Miami's playing at home. Jordan's very quiet.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of who I'm going with, because one day the Celtics look like they're unbeatable and then the next day they look garbage. And Jimmy Butler looks like the second coming of Michael Jordan.
I know.
But I honestly think I'm going with the Heat, honestly. I don't even... Like, I think they're going to get destroyed in the finals, but, like, if the Celtics lose, they have to do some, like, deep considerations moving forward. I don't even know. I just think the Heat are going to win.
Yeah.
I think Jimmy Butler has been in this position before.
Dude.
And how many Eastern Conference Finals has Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown lost together? This would be 3.
Well, they're young. They're young. But I will tell you this, man. Jimmy Butler, that guy is a one-man wrecking crew.
Oh,
in the playoffs.
He is.
Didn't even have Tyler Hero last night. They still won by 8.
47 points. Eric Spoelstra said after the game, literally, Jimmy Butler willed them to a win.
It was like 10 years ago when LeBron did it in the exact same game of the exact same round. LeBron had like 45, 15, and 5 against the Celtics in game 6 elimination.
Well, Butler
on the road.
Butler said that before the game, Dwayne Wade came to him and he said, you got to forget about the pain in your knee. You got to forget about everything. You just got to play. But, I mean, even if the Heat are able to win, are they getting back any of these injured players, or are these guys
Hero
out?
Hero should be back.
Hero.
All their players are injured, but they're playing. Like, they're on the court, but I don't know.
Why did Andrew?
But, like, they should just not be in this. I don't know how the Celtics blew it. Like, they had a perfect opportunity.
The bet.
And it's not going to be easy in Miami with Tyler Hero coming back on the road.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you and Jack. I think I'd have to give this to the Heat. And don't forget, they were also there 2 years ago and they made it to the finals.
Yeah,
it's
I guess.
Like, can they beat the Warriors? I don't even know what to think.
Well,
it's just like the Celtics, if they lose, when you look into next year, I know we're like looking so far ahead. They'll make the playoffs next year, but then I know. But if you know how much, this is their year to make the finals because of their path.
Uh-huh.
No, like the Bucks being injured, the Nets not looking good. Like next year, you're gonna have the Bucks fully healthy. The Heat probably will be better.
But the thing is, so much changed. Like, who would have thought the Memphis Grizzlies were gonna be the 2 or 3?
No,
seed
but I'm saying,
imagine the Nets.
If the Celtics were to do it, it would be this year.
Oh,
don't mention, we can't say the Nets would.
They're another problem on their own.
Well, just flip into the Western Conference for a second. The Golden State Warriors, get Jordan's cringing. I don't know why. I mean, I don't think it's unexpected for the Warriors to come back with that championship mentality. They're motivated. They've got all their parts together, and they're probably deeper, arguably, than they were last time, bench-wise. They don't have Kevin Durant, but people realize they made it to the finals 6 times in 8 years. That's what the Bulls did with Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
You know? 6 times in 8 years. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond, they win another championship.
Yeah.
4 championships.
And LeBron did it 9 times in 10 years.
Yeah, but
all I'm gonna say is Curry's probably gonna win Finals MVP in the Finals.
Yeah,
and he'll have 4 rings, same as LeBron. I don't want to hear any comparisons to Curry and LeBron at all.
We don't have to have that discussion today and upset Jordan.
Why?
I think that Curry has been a transformative player, especially for a shooting guard. You know, again,
point guard,
the Magic Johnson, the first annual Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals MVP award. And listen, even I was listening to some other talk shows on yesterday, podcasts and stuff, and they were saying the one thing that Steph Curry always gets knocked for is that he was never a Finals MVP. And you know, he's going to do everything he can not to lose this year so he can win.
Did
that
he even deserve the Western Conference MVP?
No. Listen, it's like I said to Jordan, we could debate it at the end of the day. You know, I don't want to keep saying at the end of the day. But people don't recognize, again, when you're a big-name star like Steph Curry, sometimes when the people are voting, they look at it like even though Steph Curry didn't have the greatest game in the series-clinching win, but he draws attention from other defenders, which opens up the court for other players.
I'm not mad about Curry winning another. I don't like how people... I like looking at the NBA a little deeper. I don't like how he gets zero hate. And the only thing people knock him for is the Finals MVP. Because if you look at the other players last year, he's like Kevon Looney and Andrew Wiggins. I'm not saying they should have won. Everyone's acting like Curry should have, like...
Last year should have won what?
Last series.
Oh, okay.
With the Western Conference Finals MVP. Like, Curry gets, like, the majority of the credit. But if you, like, look at the other players, I feel like they get no credit. And that's what annoys me.
No, listen, Klay Thompson was interviewed by Ernie Johnson when they won the game.
I know.
I mean,
but
that's a guy who came back.
I know, but Klay and Draymond didn't have the best series. But, like, Andrew Wiggins guarded Luka the whole series and was averaging also, like, 20-something points.
Listen.
He got no like, respect for it.
Dude, Klay was injured for 2 years. And when they interviewed him after the game, he said he dreamt about that day getting back to the finals. And considering he'd been to the finals 5 previous times, when you're out because of an injury for 2 years, and don't forget, Steph Curry missed a season. So, you know, you look at these guys and you just say, they've got a championship mentality. Listen, nothing would surprise me the way the finals have gone. Maybe the Heat get in there, maybe the Celtics get in there and they end up winning. But to me, this is almost, I don't want to say a fairy tale story, but it's a tailor-made story for the Warriors to get back there and win another championship. And I always say, whether it's Tom Brady, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, whatever it is, I'm a fan of history. And I think that the Warriors getting back to the finals again, and if they win another finals, they're just really cementing their status in history. I'll tell you this. I'd say Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are going to be Hall of Famers. Is Draymond Green going to be in the Hall of Fame?
Probably.
No, I would agree. Think about that. You look back, how many teams, 3 Hall of Famers, you know, you got Duncan, Parker.
The Heat team.
Parker, maybe. Parker's not in yet, Ginobili.
The Heat.
Yeah, the Heat team, you know, was patched together through free agency, but I give them respect. 3 Hall of Famers. The Golden State Warriors, I don't think they have a single guy that was drafted higher than 7, except Wiggins, who was traded from another team and was a reclamation project. And I got to tell you, the Warriors win or lose this year, they're going to compete next year too,
dude,
because of these young guys.
You know what the Warriors are going to do? They're going to trade like Wiggins and someone else in their first rounder for... Because they traded D'Lo for Wiggins in a first rounder, I think.
I remember. And by the way... D'Lo was part of the sign and trade for Kevin Durant. So they looked at it like, let's get somebody. This is good stuff, Jordan. Bringing up good stuff, good memories. I don't know if you remember that, Jack. When Kevin Durant went to the Nets, he signed a big free agent contract.
No, I know. I remember that.
And then the Warriors ended up doing a sign and trade
with Andrew Wiggins.
Well, D'Lo. And
no,
then
D'Angelo
got...
Russell. Oh, they did D'Angelo Russell. And then who did they trade to get Wiggins?
First... They traded D'Angelo Russell to get Wiggins.
That's right. That's right.
Because he was on the Timberwolves.
So D'Angelo Williams, D'Angelo Russell did a sign and trade.
It was a sign and trade from Brooklyn to the Warriors, and they traded him during free agency when their season was falling apart.
I don't even know who the Warriors GM is, but the guy's done a good job. You know? The guy's done a good job, man. But it'd be interesting. It's like you said, I mean, the Celtics lose tomorrow. The Celtics still got to a good core team. I think for Miami Heat, that core, you know,
they got Lowry, a lot of money to provide to their players. Though. I don't know
the Celtics.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was going to say with the Heat, how old is Jimmy Butler?
30-something.
33? 30, something like that?
Okay.
He's younger than Curry.
I'm just going to check to see how he is. Well, I think Curry's 33. I don't think Butler...
Butler started 2011 or 2010.
Jimmy Butler.
Then I've heard stuff about Zach LaVine going 32. To the Lakers.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler's 32, by the way, so... Meanwhile, I see, like, LeBron and Carmelo are watching their kids play basketball in New York City. That's what they're doing in the offseason. The Lakers do have a new head coach, Darvin Ham.
I like him just because of how good a job he did developing every single player on the Bucks. He developed Giannis. You see what he does with all the big men. I'll even throw in Middleton. He knew how to run the offense with them. Giannis, Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, all those guys.
Well, I think prior to being with the Bucks, he was with Budenholzer in Atlanta, I think. But... I don't think the tale's been told on the Lakers this offseason. LeBron's got one more year there. You know, Russell Westbrook. I don't know where the Lakers are going. They might be going into a rebuild. They might have hired him to be a rebuilding coach. You know, if you could get a number one pick for LeBron James right now, would you get a number one pick for LeBron James and trade him? No way.
LeBron's not leaving.
Anthony Davis. I don't know what they're going to do.
If Anthony Davis and LeBron stay healthy, they're insane. That's what people tend to forget. They were up 2-1 against the Suns, and then AD got injured, and they fell apart. We were here
this
for
year?
It. No, last year.
2-1.
They were up 2-1 against the Suns as a 7 seed.
I don't know. I just think if you're the Lakers hierarchy and you're looking at that team.
The West is going to be ridiculous next year. So it's.
But we keep saying next year, but like... Let's get to next year after we finish this year.
Year's not worth it. They might as well just give the Warriors and Curry the trophies right
then
now.
Then give them the respect. You know, give them the respect that they deserve. But good stuff, good stuff. You know, talking a little bit about Dallas, see where Dallas goes next year. You know, obviously,
dude, this
Luka,
was a perfect season for them.
They squeezed as much juice out of the team as they possibly could.
They didn't. People forget they did not have Tim Hardaway. I don't know how much of a difference it would have made in the series, but he's probably their second or third best player. They just need a Brook Lopez-type player.
I don't know that Hardaway is going to be there next year. They may need to trade him try to get better.
But they need that big man, that versatile big man. Whether it's Ayton, whether it's... I don't even know if Gobert fits him. But like, they need a guy like Brook Lopez who can stretch the floor because they're a three-point shooting team. But they have... Who is their tallest player? Maxi Kleber. And Kevon Looney, out of all people, dominated them in the...
I don't know that Tim Hardaway is their second best player. I think Jalen Brunson came on. Spencer Dinwiddie was good for them.
He came on because Tim Hardaway was in.
But I just don't think Tim Hardaway is like that clear
I'm saying they were injured, though. Just like every other team the Warriors faced. All injured.
Yeah. Jack, what do you think about Dallas with Luka? You like Luka?
No.
No?
No.
I'll take him. I'll take him on my team. There was actually an article yesterday in the Fort Worth Telegram, which is one of the Dallas' main papers, saying that Luka needs to come into the season in shape, okay, and that he needs to stop whining. That was in his hometown newspaper. And you know something? They're right. They're right. He has come in bad shape the last couple years.
He's made it farther every year.
But you know something? He could be that much better. If he was in good shape.
So, seriously? Him averaging 40-10-5.
So do 50-10-5. It doesn't matter what he averages. I mean, you want to look the part at the end of the day.
Okay.
Him and Jokic are on the same diet. But they're good players. They're good players. So what else we got? We got the Rangers are down 3-2.
They'll win tomorrow.
In NHL.
They'll go to a Game 7.
Well, Jordan thinks the fix is in, so that's why it's going to a Game 7.
Well, no,
it has nothing to do with the fact that the Rangers are playing at home.
No, that's why I'm assuming they're going to a Game 7.
Now, I don't watch a lot of hockey. Are the Rangers supposed to win that series?
No, not at all.
They're not?
No.
So what makes you think they're going? Well, you think it's going to go to a Game 7.
Yeah. Just because every home team has won.
Had an interesting thing in the sports world yesterday. There was actually a physical altercation that took place between two MLB players because of a fantasy football issue.
Tommy Pham and Jock Peterson.
And that came up, that happened like a year ago. Apparently, I was listening to one of the guys, the blonde guy, I don't even know who
Jock
it is.
Jock Peterson.
Talk about the situation. And he was saying it was like he put a player on his bench. That was on the IR.
No,
he put
Jeff Wilson on the IL and then picked up another guy. because he had that extra spot since he was on the IL, and he was allowed to do it. And Tommy Pham did the same thing, and then Jock Peterson called him out for it because he's like, if I'm not allowed to do it, why are you allowed to do it? And then Tommy Pham came up to him. He's like, what's up? You remember fantasy football last year? Jock Peterson, yeah. And he's like, okay. And then clocked him.
Yeah, he clocked him. Like, what is that?
And now
like,
he's suspended 3 games.
I mean, I have leagues where people stuff the bench. Jordan stuffs the bench. Just kidding. Jordan hasn't stuffed the bench. Jack stuffs the bench.
Yeah, Jack gets the first pick every year and is always putting McCaffrey on the aisle.
He was injured, though. See how to do it. By the way, Jack, you know what's right around the corner?
What?
Fourth season of the Jack Attack Fantasy Football League.
Four. They actually, four. They updated the app so you could see the league's history.
Right.
And it, literally for me, third place. Can never break the semifinals.
Well, I didn't make the playoffs last year, so, you know. I think Jack made the playoffs 2 out of 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Not too shabby. Don't brag. He doesn't want to brag about his fantasy football skills. He just calls Matthew Berry to get his tips, and Matthew hooks him up. Jack, who would you take first this year? Not Daniel Jones, right?
I was going to.
Yeah, you can have him, man. Yeah. You can have him.
JT. Yeah.
I got news for you. If he's not good this year, you know where he's going?
Where?
Off the team.
It's a free agency.
He's got to be good this year. They got some weapons, new coach. Josh Allen's old offensive coordinator or quarterback's coach, so...
But speaking of fantasy football, should we get to my favorite segment?
Nah, not yet. What? Not yet. There's too much else going on in pop culture.
Yeah.
Like, Obi-Wan.
It's literally two things. Obi-Wan and Stranger Things.
Well, for those of you Star Wars fans, yesterday were the first 2 episodes of Obi-Wan Kenobi, which were released on Disney Plus. The gift that keeps on giving almost has as many subscribers as Netflix now.
Wow.
Little known fact. So, first 2 episodes, I think it's only like a 6-part series. So,
yeah, but they got so many other shows coming out too.
Ewan McGregor reprising his role from like the Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, and Revenge of the Sith in like 2002. It's like the type of stuff I would think about.
Same actor. Jesus.
I know.
It's the exact same.
It's like the type of stuff that I would think about when those movies came out, and in my dreams I would never imagine it happening, and like Disney just keeps bringing it with Star Wars. I thought the first 2 episodes were actually pretty good. Don't want to give anything away, but man, when you go back, you're actually bridging the time period between Revenge of the Sith and the original Star Wars, which was A New Hope.
Do we think they're throwing in The Mandalorian at some point?
I think Mandalorian would be too old.
I know, but that's like Star Wars' like number one thing right now. Like what they did with Boba. Well,
yeah, no, I don't think you could do it because Boba Fett originally appeared in Empire Strikes Back.
Baby Yoda.
But I don't think he was born until later, though.
No, he was born during Order 66.
But wasn't The Mandalorian takes place between Return of the Jedi and
The
Force Awakens?
Yeah, Force Awakens. Yeah.
Listen, just the fact that Star Wars originally came out when I was 4 years old, and they're first releasing like new stuff, showing what happened, you know, like Princess Leia as a kid, you know, like...
Can't give it away.
Well, but I mean, that's what goes on in this time period. Jimmy Smith's back in the movies. He was also in Revenge of the Sith. It's just good stuff. If you're a Star Wars fan, you got to check it out.
And if you're a Stranger Things fan.
Jordan can speak about Stranger Things. I haven't watched it since the first season.
Every episode's over an hour long, and Volume 1 came out yesterday, 7 episodes, and then Volume 2 comes out July 1st. If you want a show to watch, it is one of the most... Don't forget, this show came out in 2015 when I was 12 or 13. I'm now 19, and I had to wait 3 years for this season. I'm not the biggest Stranger Things fan, but if you want a show to watch and not stop watching, Stranger Things is a show, because I was telling my dad after episode 1 yesterday, it was, how did I describe it? It was one of the most...
You said it was disturbing.
It was, like, disturbingly good. Like, that's...
Disturbingly good?
It was ridiculous.
But now, are the stars, like, all older now?
Like, yeah, but, like... Just you just gotta watch it. Like, it's ridiculous. Unbelievable.
Maybe I have to go back and watch it. I will say this, folks. Speaking of, like, things that you think about when you were a kid, I was 12 when I saw Top Gun with Tom Cruise, and today I saw Maverick. I have to tell you, if you remotely enjoyed Top Gun, you need to go out and see this movie. I know people sometimes are hesitant to go back to the movies because of COVID. A lot of movie theaters now, they space people out in the theaters. I was in the top row, dead center by myself. Theater's not that busy. It's playing like in a theater like every 20 minutes. I have to tell you, I was like a kid again watching this movie. I walked out of the theater and I was like, that was so fucking good. Like, I don't mean to curse. Jack is admonishing me. He's shushing me. So freaking good. Like, I don't post on Facebook a lot, and I just had a post. Maverick freaking rules. That is all. Go see it if you're a fan. I just can't believe it. And Tom Cruise, I know he's had some crazy stuff in his personal life with Scientology and everything like that. And it's a shame that he has that because this guy's tremendous. Tremendous. They did a great job with this movie. And during the 17 previews, I actually got to the movie 15 minutes after the time because I knew they were going to still be showing previews. They were showing like 15 minutes more of previews. They showed a preview for the new Mission Impossible movie, which is next year, which looked ridiculous. And also for, is Buzz Lightyear going to be a movie?
Oh yeah, he's getting his like live action movie.
Yeah, that looked good. There's a movie coming out about Elvis where Tom Hanks, who plays the voice.
That just came out, I thought.
Is Tom Hanks Buzz Lightyear? No, he's Woody's voice.
Yeah.
But no, it didn't come out yet, but they were showing the preview for it. So I gotta tell you.
A lot of good stuff right now.
There's a lot of good stuff from a pop culture standpoint.
Kendrick Lamar's album.
So just real quick, just to talk. Jordan and I were in Minneapolis, Minnesota last week. I don't know that we'll ever go back there again in our lives. We were basically the only people in the town.
Unless I own the Viking. No.
You own the Vikings. Actually, we know somebody who owns the Vikings. But we went to something called VCon, which was a conference for people who own VFriends or bought tickets, which were NFTs for VCon. And tickets as NFTs is going to be a big thing going forward. I think they're going to start having them for all sporting events, and you're going to keep them in your digital wallet. But anyway, VCon is a conference, first conference by Gary Vaynerchuk or Gary V. I'm sure a lot of people, you know, out there have heard of Gary V. It was like a 3-day conference. It was celebrities, athletes, business people. It was at the, what was it, U.S. Bank Field?
Stadium,
U.S. Bank Stadium, where the Vikings play. So it was 7,000 people, 8,000 people in a football stadium. They had the whole stadium. The only thing that was torture was walking up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
Jordan and I actually built up our legs a little bit, but we really enjoyed it. We saw some people we knew. We met some people that from the Twitter world and social media. And that's the beauty of social media. I mean, you could know people online now for days, weeks, months, and years, and then you just meet them for the first time. I don't know, dude. We saw some good meet.
Should I just go through a list of people real quick?
Get to the people who were there. But just include even the people who are famous business people.
I know. I'm just going to go through all of them, and then I'll do a short description. Logan Paul, YouTube star. Everyone knows who that is. Sasha Banks and Snoop Dogg.
We didn't even know Sasha Banks was going to be there.
Matt Higgins, who was featured on Shark Tank.
Yes. And
Rich Kleiman, who was...
Wait, but real quick. Matt Higgins, RSE Ventures, partners with Stephen Ross, Ross Business School, Miami Dolphins, also owns a restaurant called Momofuku.
Rich Kleiman,
who by the way, is boardroom, manages Kevin Durant, has over 100 investments in companies with Kevin Durant. I was actually almost more excited to see Rich Kleiman than anybody else. I took a picture with him.
Seth Green,
yeah.
Voice of characters on Family Guy.
Well, not only that, he was in like Austin Powers. He played Dr. Evil's son. He's got a new show that's going to be coming out revolving around his stolen Bored Ape called White Horse Tavern. And by the way, interestingly enough with that, because we met the owner of the White Horse Tavern, Eitan Sugarman, great guy. And him and Seth Green and Gary V, they're all really good friends. So
and cool Gary stuff. V.
Well, Jordan met Gary V. I didn't want to wait online this time to meet him. I met him once before, but I mean, there was even, you know, Friday night, Wycliffe John performed. It was supposed to be TLC, who was really like a 90s group. They had a bail because of COVID, but Gary V like worked the phones and got Wycliffe to go there. I think Louis Miguel was
Steve
Saturday
Aoki.
Night. Steve Aoki was there. I said Eva Longoria, Milos Kunis, Pharrell Williams was there.
A lot of card people out there. If you do sports cards, like Sasha, Slabstocks.
It was just like a mix of like... What was it?
Coffee Breaker or something?
Coffee Breakers. Luka Tiger. LeBron's Rally was there. Or somebody... Actually, Jack's cousin, Harrison Remler was there working for Rally. We saw him. We had a lot of Rips good Thai food. Adam Rips, our good friend Adam Rips, who's Rips Cards. He also works for Gary Vee.
Lou Janu.
Tyler. The guys from Card Talk Podcast.
Buster. All right, that's enough.
Buster Share.
We've had enough.
Beeple.
We heard
you. Dude, I really like Beeple. You guys don't know who Beeple is, I don't think, but... Beeple sold a $60 million NFT at Christie's.
Beeple also was a reason why I didn't get enough sleep the third day we were there. My dad woke up to a Twitter notification that Beeple said he was releasing some of his NFTs. 7 in the morning, wakes me up. It was a scam.
Guys, trust me on one thing. Jordan had more than enough sleep. I was up early and went to bed late.
Did I?
But I will tell this story because it's always interesting to tell stories about celebrity encounters.
Oh, wow, okay.
Jordan really wanted...
I thought you were about to tell the story when you were drunk in the hotel.
Got pizza from a friend. So Jordan really wanted to meet Logan Paul. And, you know, after Logan Paul was on a panel with, like, Liam Payne of One Direction, and he was talking about what it's like to become famous so fast. Sort of interesting, because they say to Liam Payne and Logan Paul, what's the best thing about being famous? Liam Payne talked about, you know, role model for people, blah, blah, blah. Logan Paul says he gets to hitch, you know, plane rides with billionaires. So Jordan went to the side of the stage to meet him after his discussion, couldn't get a picture with him. And then the next day, after Snoop Dogg spoke... go ahead.
After that, Logan Paul was getting interviewed, and he was drinking his Prime energy drink, which is like his drink.
Yeah.
They started with another YouTuber, KSI. Literally having a conversation with him, saying like, yo, can I get the Prime bottle? Just to get his attention. Called him Jake a couple times, just to make him laugh. Then he'll be back.
I think I suggested that.
Never came back. Next day, he's doing his Impulsive podcast with Snoop Dogg. Waited there. Then we had to leave.
And we're sitting in the airport with Lou Janu, who was like 10 feet away from us. It was like a VCon sort of flight back. And I look up at the airport. By the way, nice airport in Minneapolis. We had a good meal in Buffalo Wild Wings. A lot of nice stuff. I look up, and there is Logan Paul. It's okay. We're good.
It's thunder.
There was Logan Paul.
It's thunder.
And his girlfriend at the airport. So I say to Jordan, Jordan, you got to look over there. There's Logan Paul. And Jordan looks, he's like, I'm going over. And I just said, you got to be careful. I mean, sometimes when you see these guys, low-key, make a long story short, Logan Paul was on a flight. Mr. I hitch flights with billionaires, you know? Okay. And I'm not saying his girlfriend, even though she was very attractive. Somebody I knew as well, but would not take a picture with me because she was not makeup ready.
But saw Logan Paul.
Went up to his dog.
He's like, what's your name? I'm like, Jordan. He's like, oh, it's an awesome name. I'm like, yeah, I was trying to get your Prime drink the other day at VCon just to like see if you remembered me. He's like, oh, what's your favorite flavor? And I'm like, I'm a fan of blue, even though I've never drank it before in my life.
I don't think I've ever seen it anywhere.
But long story short, I got the pick.
And like a good social media guy, Logan Paul, he was pumping his Prime anywhere he could. By the way, today I saw a video of Jake Paul at the Dallas Cowboys camp. He's apparently trying to make the Cowboys.
He said he wants to go 10-0. He's actually having a boxing match that Glenn Baby Davis is going to be on as well.
Big Baby Davis?
August 13th. Speaking of pay-per-views, AEW Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing,
biggest
man.
Pay-per-view for AEW. CM Punk looking to retain the glory.
Well, I think CM Punk's definitely going to win that match. He got cold-cocked the other day. It actually looked like legit punched him in the face.
I think CM Punk and Daniel Bryan are going to feud with each other.
I would agree.
I think it's bound to happen.
I would agree. By the way, got to point out, the first Double or Nothing, which was the biggest AEW pay-per-view to date, that Cody Rhodes was actually the star back then, and now Cody Rhodes is in the WWE, and he's like one of the biggest stars because Roman Reigns doesn't even show up half the time.
Did you see what WWE is doing with Money in the Bank? It's in Las Vegas because obviously they're switching
it. Tickets.
Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns were on the original.
No, they took them off.
Yeah,
because
I think Roman Reigns is still going to fight because Roman Reigns is supposed to fight Matt Riddle.
But I don't think that's happening.
I think John Cena is going to eventually come back and win one of the titles.
They said he might fight Edge or something like that.
I think Cena's going to win one of the titles.
Cena's going to fight Austin Theory.
Okay,
you know because Theory, but. I do have to say, funny enough, just talking about WWE, and it is interesting how Roman Reigns, after Vince McMahon pushing him so hard for so long now is like,
bro,
he's on a different level. Even the Usos are on a different level, but like Roman Reigns is like Brock Lesnar.
It's crazy to think Roman Reigns has drug violations. The Usos,
Roman Reigns?
In the past, he had drug violations. The Usos got DUI. Yeah.
He also had leukemia, by the way. But when you look at the history of wrestling, the Bloodline is a great story just because of the history of their family and The Rock and Rikishi.
I feel like they need one more person, but like it's so perfect right now. Like they can't.
So good. And like Heyman's obviously working it with them. It's like people literally tune in just to watch them. And
it's like the Usos got a promo like the other day. It was like amazing. Like they're just like, it's like the perfect name. Like I can't.
It's
even,
just working.
Not
well.
As good as Jacob Dynasty, but
it's, you know, something's working well when a guy's been champion for 2.5 years and he has both belts now,
and the Usos have the both belts,
and there's nobody. So we got to get the belt off him, which I do think one way or another they're either going to create a new belt or get a belt.
I think
Cody's got to win a belt eventually.
Well, I think Cody or Cena is going to beat him for one of them.
I can't see him losing that way. I cannot see him losing clean.
One title?
I could see him losing a title via special
situation. No, that's what I mean.
I cannot see him losing a title. But by the way, really funny last night on SmackDown, it was the KO show.
Oh,
and he was supposed
Zane?
To have a member of the Bloodline.
Yeah, it was so good.
It was Sami Zayn, who's been working actually a pretty entertaining storyline with the Bloodline. So Sami comes out. And I think, did KO call Sammy, KO called Sammy Oos or something like that? KO called him. It was so funny. So
and Kevin
like,
Owens is having a good storyline with, like, what's his name? Elias.
Ezekiel and Elias. But
dude, SmackDown's just killing it. Like,
SmackDown is good. Raw's been good. I think Cody's helped Raw. But, like, I just think, like, Kevin Owens is good in everything. He's just great. Like, listen, he got beat by Stone Cold. He made him look great at WrestleMania, and here he is. He hasn't lost any heat. Him and Sammy have a history that's gone on for years, but they still make you laugh. They could still put on a good storyline. Like, they're, like, smart, funny,
dude,
like,
SmackDown
behind the scenes,
is literally,
man.
Fucking, I can't even explain it.
Anyway, listen, a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff on the show this week.
One good thing about Raw is the Edge's new thing.
I think
Ciampa's
really
going
like
to join it, which is...
I think Edge looks so old right now that I just... I don't even know,
should
man.
We get to my favorite
thing? Jordan wants to get to his favorite Jack. Jordan's got to go to his favorite thing. You know what his favorite thing is?
Fantasy football.
We're going to give it a nickname. We're going to give it like the Jack Attack Fantasy Football Preseason
Top five.
Rankings.
Top five.
Jordan just dropped his ball.
So... what are we on, wide receivers?
Wide receivers, baby. It was like 2 weeks ago. There's news filtering out every day about the season.
So
NBA draft,
so
3 weeks.
Should we kick it off at number five?
God, I can't even name five wide receivers.
Okay. Number five, Deebo Samuel.
Deebo? We don't even know where Deebo's going to be.
He'll be fine.
By the way, Deebo could be number one depending on how he's utilized.
He'll be fine.
Jack, who's your number five wide receiver? Jordan's going with Deebo.
Same.
Jack's gonna go with Deebo. I gotta mix it up a little bit. I'm gonna go with Devontae Adams. You know, he's in a new home. The Raiders, by the way, the Raiders worked out Colin Kaepernick the other day. Interesting stuff. But I'm gonna go with Devontae, man.
Okay.
I think Derek Carr could get him the rock.
Oh.
You know?
In that division.
I'm
like so excited to watch
it. It's gonna be like video games, man.
Number four, I have Ja'Marr Chase.
Wow, man. Good names. Jack, who do you got at number four? Jordan's going with Ja'Marr Chase.
I don't care about wide receivers.
Jack doesn't care about
only
wide
cares
receiver.
About tight ends.
He cares about Saquon Barkley.
And Travis Kelce.
And Daniel Jones.
And Travis Kelce.
He cares about Travis Kelce.
Chill. That's next.
Jack,
that's next episode.
Down. Jordan just shut me
that's
down.
That's next episode.
No, we all have to do it together.
That's next episode.
No, but we could just do it. We're going to count to three.
No.
Jordan's not doing it. Jack and I are going to do it. We're going to go 1, 2, 3. Travis Kelce, 75-yard touchdown.
I don't see 75. He has had like a 75-yard touchdown.
65. 55.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to go with Stephon Diggs, even though I actually think he's going. What?
Mixed on cocaine. I'm going to turn it so cold. Be like, what? What? What?
Okay, Diggs actually could be higher, but I'll call him out. You don't think Diggs is maybe top five
compared
next
to the
year?
Next three people I have?
Gabriel Davis?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Number three, Devontae Adams.
Number three? What?
Bro, what do you mean?
Does who yellow do light
Stop.
Mean?
Who do you have?
Devontae Cheetah? Adams. Cheetah?
No, not even, bro. Go. It's
number three?
Yeah. Mm. Top two are locked in. You can't even.
Okay. I'll go with Jamar Chase.
Okay, number two and number one are locked.
I mean, Justin, I know one.
Justin Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then Robert Woods. Robert Woods is actually the wide receiver one on the Titans next year. That's my sleeper pick, by the way.
Well, they also have that rookie, but I agree.
That's one sleeper. Then another.
Nah, I'm with you on Jefferson and Cup.
Another sleeper?
Yeah.
Juju.
Yep.
Juju.
It's okay. A little thunder. We good.
Juju.
I agree with you on Juju as well. Juju. Brandon Cooks.
Hey, is he really a sleeper?
Christian Kirk.
No. He's getting paid Hopkins. Over $100 million on the Jags.
Well,
DeAndre Hopkins, who's out six games? Suspended.
I was joking.
Okay.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
35 minutes in, folks. When you're having fun,
36.
Time means nothing.
All right. I'll just touch upon MLB real quick. Even though it's the same thing every week, Aaron Judge, we all know.
He's on a tear. Stanton's out for a little bit.
Nestor Cortez, number two pitcher in the league right now, behind JV.
Dude, didn't the Yankees take two or three from the Rays?
Two of two.
Two of two, even better.
Justin Verlander is probably a lock to win Cy Young. It's a monster.
It's May 28th.
That pretty much does it.
Vlad Guerrero, I saw, took
he's horrible.
Shohei.
Yeah, his first home run.
How about Trout? Is Trout coming back down to earth?
No, Trout's amazing. He's batting over 300.
Are the Angels still doing well?
Yeah.
Guys, I think we hit up everything except like pickleball, which I'm going to be doing a clinic on Monday. But thanks, everybody, for joining us.
Enjoy sports this week. It's Memorial Day weekend, so.
It's good stuff.
Pools are opening. Finals are right around the corner.
Barbecues are barbecuing.
NFL's right around the corner, hopefully.
NFL, man, coming up fast.
Christian McCaffrey's already ruled out for preseason.
Hey, don't draft him. He's going to be injured. And we want it. By the way, Barkley's going to have a great year just because Giants aren't going to re-sign him, but we'll take it. We want to thank our special guest again, our most frequent special guest that we've had since the show started. The show's all, you know, we just love this guy. We love him. Our main man, Jack Attack. Jack, you have anything else to say as we wrap up?
Travis Kelsey.
You want to thank your fans for listening? Tell them you love them?
Yep.
He loves everybody. And we appreciate them. Thanks for joining, folks.
Heat in 7, Heat in 5 in the finals. Thank you.
No, Golden State.
No,
Golden
State. No.